All right, we are on the record for After Talk.
Oh my goodness.
Bryce, did you start our Chord Killers live stream with chill beats and then end with disco?
I did. Oh, that's so funny. we were tweeting about this the other day.
I made a tweet that, you know, the difference between now and the 70s is now we have chill beats instead of disco. And Bryce says, we still have both.
Well, this was ABBA Live. This is an old ABBA Live recording, but
that's funny.
No, new disco is still around.
Right. You specifically did mention new disco. Correct.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to After Talk. How is it going?
Oh, my gosh. How did it feel to get back in the groove of the production stuff? I mean, we had a bit of a tech hiccup, but outside of that, how was everything?
It was pretty smooth today. We had some tech hiccups throughout the day, I had to reset the studio from a shoot over the weekend. But otherwise, it's easy sailing.
Nice.
Easy sailing. I'm back, baby.
What was it we were going to talk about? There's something
the schedule.
MODOK.
We're talking about the schedule. So,
oh yeah.
So right now, because MODOK comes out in 3 days on the 20th,
right?
And there will be 10 episodes, and then we will do an episode on the 24th, and then we will be off the week of the 31st. I see.
So I guess what we'll do is we'll commit to watching MODOK, and each of us will follow their own bliss on how much MODOK they want to watch, and then we'll see how far anyone gets, and then we'll discuss it, because come in with a secret number of how far we made it.
That sounds like it'll be fun for Brian and not the rest of us.
What do you mean? Because I'll watch all of them and you won't?
Well, because I just want to know what I need to watch. I don't want to have open-ended things. Also, people wanting to watch along with us will want to know, like, which ones do I need to watch?
Right. And if we break it up over, how attached are you all to Master of None season 3?
The more I thought about it, the more I was thinking, what were you saying, Brian?
Oh, I'm not at all attached.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe we do half MODOK or even a third of the MODOK for next week. And then because we're off, we do the rest of them for June 7th.
Yeah, I think splitting them up or at least putting some, if not all of MODOK after the 31st onto June 7th is just going to make more sense. Those are going to be half hour episodes, or they'll be 22 minutes.
Yeah, I think honestly, the only reason I even shoehorned Master of None in there was because I thought MODOK was too quick of a watch. But if it's not, then...
Dude, what if MODOK turns out to be like as good as Lower Decks and just becomes our favorite thing?
Well, you say that incredulously. I think there's like a 50-50 chance.
I mean that. Let's say we say
three episodes for next week.
I think that's the best call.
For 2 weeks. And if you want to keep going, you can. I don't think it's a big deal if you want to keep going.
Let's just go week at a time. Three episodes, that's an hour and change. We can commit to that.
Then you'll have 2 weeks to wrap it up, and you're going to like it, and you're going to finish it.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to like it, and you're going to say, I hated this fucking thing, and so I'm not going to watch it.
Right, exactly.
I'm very surprised. I don't know anything about Jupiter's Legacy. I tried to look up a trailer for it, and I didn't. For some reason, I decided not to search it. I was scrolling through the Netflix channel like an idiot, because that's not how they handle trailers. I was very surprised to hear that you guys are digging Jupiter's Legacy, and I'm beyond worn out on superhero stuff.
I am so braced to not like it, and I keep waiting for the part where I won't like it, but then I keep liking it, and I'm like, oh, is this what it's like to watch the CW?
I did not like the first episode very much, but I liked the flashback a little bit. The second episode was a little better, probably because I got to know the characters and we had the clone thing. And then I really liked the flashback episodes, and there was more of that.
Hmm. Yeah.
So it's growing on me. I'm getting there.
Now, having said that, Bryce, it's hard to remember a month ago, but have you watched Invincible?
I did finish Invincible.
What did you think?
I thought it was very, very good. I was bummed that the two things that would have been very cool, that would have made it an over-the-top story instead of a great traditional story, were never going to happen. There is no way that, well, I don't want to. I don't know how much.
Just say the guy with the thing to do the what.
Perfect. I wanted the big guy to make his case to the little guy.
And have the little guy
and have the little
convinced.
Guy be like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And you can't do that because it's a story about
right.
all of the little people.
Although I did enjoy the montage at the end where it's like, there's trouble coming. And these are all the characters from all walks of life that are going to have to deal with the trouble that's coming next season.
Well, that was the other thing is like, I would have hoped when the big guy did his thing that all of the little people were like, here we go. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Let's go. And
three seasons. It's time.
And so I didn't like that montage. Cause I was like, yeah, you have a lot of loose threads and we won't get
No. I was so in, it was like an advertisement. I was like, yes, this is the end of act one. Great. That means two more acts.
Do we know that it's only supposed to be three? I mean, if it is, that'd be great.
I believe that's one of the things we covered at some point, but okay. Yeah, there's three seasons.
I can be into that. But I thought it ended up being pretty good. I thought it'd be very good rather. Yeah.
Boy, the voice talent's so good. And the music is so good. I've been listening to the soundtrack.
Really?
Just all of the picks. You would think that Amazon would have a curated list that you could just say, play all that music from Invincible. You know, that Amazon original. You're Amazon, who owns Amazon Music. Mm-hmm. Play all that music. No way to do it. You have to go to Spotify and find like a
hand-curated,
yeah. I'm a fan that put this together.
Yeah, I assume it's because Amazon Music
and doesn't have a bunch of the music.
They probably do have it, but Amazon Music, like there's some of Amazon Music, which you get for free with Prime, and then there's an Amazon Music subscription, which gives you, I think it gives you more music and more features and stuff, and
there is a single associated with Invincible, but there is no official soundtrack. Like that's more of a studio issue. Where they for whatever reason have decided not to put out a soundtrack.
But meanwhile, if you go to Spotify and type in Invincible soundtrack, you'll find, you know, playlists.
People have like cobbled it all together. It's weird.
It might be because it's not a traditional network putting it on. There's no sister record label to say, and the soundtrack is on Columbia because it's all Sony Music. Yeah, hey, yeah. Turns out it's all Sony Music.
Oh, yeah. Because Apple Music has the same thing. You can find Invincible soundtrack playlists, right?
Right.
But no albums.
So you were gone during us discovering Nobody as well. Did you watch that?
I mentioned in the group chat. I saw.
Yeah, Nobody. Bryce was on the chat when I was running.
Okay.
I thought that's that seems to be a very good movie written by the guy who writes John Wick, doing a John Wick type story for Bob Odenkirk. I thought it was the only bummer.
Those are all true words that you just said.
No, I thought it was good. I kind of was bummed that he was not an untrained schlup. I kind of thought this is a guy who's hit the breaking point and he's unlocked all the karate parts of his brain, which was not the case. But I thought it was a cool spectacle.
I wanted
over the top story, damn it.
You're like at MIT, it's like, as we all know, this is the prefrontal cortex. This is the amygdala. Uh-huh. Here's the karate part of the brain.
Here's the high ya and the low ya.
You can only unlock it if you lose everything. Anyway,
moving
on.
There's some kind of Keanu Reeves connection there, right?
Right.
It could be
the
a Matrix style
and the
thing.
Matrix.
Yeah.
So that's something. But yeah, Nobody was good.
Nobody was good.
How was Falcon Soldier? I did not.
Oh boy. The longer that sits in my mind, the lower the grade gets. Like,
really?
I think I was trying to be pretty charitable at the time, but the more I think about it, it's like it was too mushy middle. It was somewhere in between a movie and me meditating.
I'll be honest, Bryce, I don't think I've thought about what I thought about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier since we did Spoiler a Time.
Yeah.
There you go.
However, Loki, dude, I am at like rewatching those trailers and everything. Marvel Doctor Who is a double thumbs up for me.
So Here's an interesting thing that Eileen and I were talking about at lunch today, mm-hmm. because they're planning, they have the Rotten Tomatoes is Wrong podcast, and they're always planning what movies they're going to do. Cause the idea is these have to be movies where the critics and the populace, you know, have some difference. So we were talking about Thor Dark Thunder, and she was making
Love and Thunder,
Thor 2. Basically.
No.
Dark World.
Dark World.
Dark World.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thor, Dark and Thunder. Thor,
Dark and Stormy Thor.
World and Ragnarok.
Dark and Thorny.
Thor, Dark.
A thorny World. Place.
Yeah.
Part two.
She was making the argument that that movie is not as good the day as it comes out as it is as Marvel continues. Because Ragnarok, it's like, well, you have a start point and an end point you have to get to. But basically, Taika's free to make a movie in between. Mm-hmm. Like, here, start here, end here. You get the Hulk and Thor, and go for it. Run. Have fun. Make a good movie. Whereas Thor Dark World has a lot of weight to carry. And when you're watching it the first time, you're like, I don't care about any of these things yet. But then when Avengers comes around, you're like, oh, that's from Thor.
Avengers. This would have been pre-Avengers, I believe. Yeah.
Well, I'm specifically, is it an Endgame or Infinity War, where you're like, oh, right, because they go back to Dark World era when they're using the Time Stone.
Oh. Yeah, oh, when he goes back to Asgard and sees his mom, he's all Lebowski'd out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all Dark World. Also, you have Natalie Portman getting to know everyone. And yeah. Next
and
movie
now
with
she's going to be the big Thor.
That's going to be like, Thor, oh, yeah, yeah, I know all y'all. Like, and then I was like, oh, and the Loki series is going to be interesting because he hasn't been through Dark World yet, this particular Loki.
And I would also assume that, I mean, Loki is going to get a pass because it'll be infinite realities, times and places, and he'll be, you know, begrudgingly doing the right thing the whole time.
Dark World is all about, like, Loki's been imprisoned and we Thor and him kind of make up, right?
Yeah.
And the Loki in this hasn't been through that yet. So that will be interesting.
Oh, he's not reconciled with his brother. He still is jealous and oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, the conversation we were having is that Dark World gets better the more you watch Marvel movies, the more Marvel movies that come out. Dark World is the last episode of Hannibal. It's that episode that on its own, you're like, this isn't that good. But if you were binging all of Marvel, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that ties into that.
That was absolutely necessary to set up this awesome moment later. Yeah.
Right.
I had a point, but I lost it. Never mind.
It was that the name is Dark World.
It's no.
Dark World.
Yeah, doggone it.
We did have a couple of topics set aside for after talk. One being... NFTs, I suppose.
Oh man, I don't think we have enough time to really get into this.
I will say this: one of the eras I entirely missed in my time off was the Brian Mullet period.
Oh,
I have only lived that era via photos and digital.
When you left, my hair was about as long as yours.
Yeah, and now yours is back to kind of a traditional crew cut.
Yeah, classic 2017 brushwood.
Yeah.
That's when you so left, wild. I was but a short hair.
No. that's right. By the way, quick shout out to Michael Bolton's big sexy Valentine's Day special. That's so good. I'm a short hair now.
How was your mullet era?
It was great, and not to get too heavy. I think we mentioned some version of this in After Talk, but I realized that the whole reason I was letting my hair grow out is because they were like tree rings allowing me to hold on to parts of the disastrous last 18 months of my life. And I could touch a part of my body that's like, this is before I became in financial trouble. This is when I still had my dog. This is when I still had my brother. And so last month there was a moment that I'm like, you know what, I'm ready to start letting it go. So I actually went in and showed a picture of Raised by Wolves. I was like, try it for that. See what we get. And then what we got was this.
Yeah, I don't know that they hit the target quite.
No.
quite exact.
Correct. But they also
thought he
knew.
Meant plastic surgery. So, yeah.
they actually scarred up my face. So,
but make me literally look like this guy.
I leaned into the Billy Ray Cyrus look. But there was part of me that realized that I was doing things in phases. there was part of things that realized I was still, despite acting like I was letting go, I was still holding on to a piece of it. And it's kind of a sweet story, but we had a wonderful Mother's Day celebration, and it was the first time in years that my brother's ghost was not in attendance, because even when he was alive, his absence was deafening. And there was some moment that I just was like, yeah, it's time to let go of all of that. And I rushed home, made it in with 10 minutes to spare before the haircut place closed. I actually called him ahead of time, and they were like, hello, haircut place. And I said, I have a mullet emergency. If I make it in with 10 minutes to spare, can you cut this thing off?
You can't do any haircut in 10 minutes.
And they said, yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
Yes, and they did. And then what's funny is
I hope you tipped well for keeping them open.
Is $20 on a $9 haircut tipping well?
Yes,
because that's what I gave them.
You went to a great Clips.
Yep, I did.
I mean, same playbook for sure. But by playing the great Clips playbook, you also get to call out everyone else using the playbook. So I hope you had a great clip.
No, I did. And I went in and she cut it off, and it was only as I was leaving the place that just out of nowhere, because I didn't all I knew was I was done with the mullet, right? Mm-hmm. And it was after I left that the words goodbye, Jay, came into my mind. Ooh. And it was like, whoa. And I walked home and then had a good cry, and I felt lighter ever since. It's been really a remarkable, I mean, you know, again, not to make it too heavy, but it's been a really remarkable kind of month long letting go. And I'm not ashamed to say that, like, I'm doing grief counseling and therapy and stuff. And I talked to my therapist, and I was like, so only after all this did I realize that it was almost 6 months to the day since Jay passed. How long does heavy grief usually takes? And then pause, and he goes like, yeah, about 6 months. And so
wrap it up now. Sign the bill. Let's go.
You're like, so do you bill me, or
this is 45 minutes, right? This is not the full. There was a 45. If I could share a quick therapy.
Sure, story. Sure.
I am doing a teletherapy thing because I started therapy in the middle of COVID. Normally my therapist, she's in a room with a, you know, she's sitting on a couch and she's like, you know, we're talking through her computer, whatever. I loaded it up last week or the week before, and she was sitting in her car. Well, like, I'm not a fast food sandwich. I can live with that.
Right.
I need to be in a silence.
Just real quick check in. You know, we can't be therapy for your therapist, right? Like,
but and then like 10 or 15 minutes in, she cuts out her mobile, because she's doing it on her phone, her mobile phone, and I'm like, I'm so mad. I'm walking around my apartment. I have muted my microphone. I have turned my camera off, because if she shows up, she cannot. She must wait for me to get back on the emotional level, because it's, I already don't like repeating myself, especially not.
Especially saying things that you have to pay somebody to force yourself to say out loud.
I know. Like, can we do this next week? Where are you? What are you doing?
Oh, that's so good.
That's amazing.
Oh,
she's pretty. All right, I
think we're up against a hard deadline.
But thank you, everybody, for listening. Welcome back, me. Hello, me.
Welcome back, Bryce.
Welcome back, Bryce.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.